Liu Guangchu owns and runs Wanxiang. He's known as one of China's richest men, a self-made billionaire who has come a long way from the days he ran a one-man bicycle repair shop.
Yes, very long, very long, and it's an endless road.
Liu has none of the bravado typical of American CEOs. I told him I plan to compare his company to an American one.
The company in the States, in terms of company scale, in terms of technology development, I think definitely will be much stronger than my company.
He says American companies are better at customer relations. Americans are better innovators. But the biggest difference is the productivity on the factory floor.
The quality of the workers in the States companies are much better than ours workers. American companies' workers, they usually really respect their job. This kind of spirit is really what we need here.
On a scale of 0 to 100, if 100 is the most advanced American company, and 0 is where Wanxiang started with no experience, no training, where are you now?
I think maybe around 60. For Chinese people, 60 means you just passed the examination. So for me, my company just passed the examination now.
At Affinia, Rick Pisarek doesn't take much comfort in that just passing grade.
That rating of 60 to 100, I would not be surprised that even 3 years ago that rating might have been 25 to 100. So they're making progress very, very quickly.
Not long ago, Chinese auto parts weren't good enough for the U.S. market. Now they're quite common. Even Affinia is importing parts from China for its low-end line. Pisarek says no Chinese factory is competitive on higher-end parts, at least not yet.
They're trying to get better because they want to be like us. They want to be that 100.
Back in China, Wanxiang's managers seemed genuinely confused that anyone in the U.S. could be scared of Chinese manufacturers. But many are. When Affinia's managers look at China, they see lower quality products, sure, but for much less money. Rick Pisarek.
Their quality level is going to get better and better, and we're going to have to continue to improve our quality if we're going to be able to compete, to always stay a little bit ahead of them.
This is why there is such rapid change in manufacturing these days. U.S. manufacturers have to constantly innovate to stay ahead, knowing that there are Chinese manufacturers working just as hard to catch up. Adam Davidson, NPR News.
Tomorrow, the growing consumerism in China. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.